For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The University of Missouri and UM System will follow the existing schedule and begin in-person classes on Monday, August 24th. This comes after much discussion from the UM Board of Curators and faculty leadership. According to a release, the campus will also have new practices for health monitoring, social distancing, and other precautions. These plans are still being made and will be announced at a later date. Former Governor Eric Greitens has filed paperwork with the Missouri Ethics Commission, indicating he's forming a political committee to run for office. The new filing says he plans to run for statewide office in 2024 as a Republican, but it does not specify which office he will seek. Greitens resigned as governor back in 2018 amid scandals related to an extramarital relationship and computer tampering related to dark money campaign financing, the Columbia Missourian reports. The Missouri Supreme Court decided today that it would not take up a lawsuit over whether a proposal to expand Medicaid health care should go before voters. This decision means that the proposal to extend eligibility to thousands more low-income adults will stay on the state's August ballot. One appeals court on Monday ruled that at face value, the initiative didn't direct the legislature to spend any money. Conservative groups appealed this ruling, but the Supreme Court will not take up the case. Kansas City officials are advancing a measure that would drop misdemeanor charges against those who took part in recent protests. Over 220 people were arrested from May 29th through June 2nd. The city council is considering a measure to prevent prosecution for those who did not commit a violent crime or damage property. In Columbia, more than 300 people attended a student-led protest on the MU campus last night. Demonstrators met at the Francis Quadrangle on MU campus, then marched downtown to show solidarity. Quiescence Bassett praised the efforts of protesters, but also says that the school system simply has not done enough for racial justice.
But when it comes to the injustices of black people, I don't see that. I don't see it in education at Mizzou. The concerned student 1950, those with some demand, some of them have been met, not all of them. Not enough of them.
Stopping at Flat Branch Park, Speaker Karubel Mesfin reflected on his experiences thus far with similar protests.
I saw 2,500 people take a step forward on Sunday morning, and then I saw 2,400 people take a step back, and 100 people take another step forward on Monday. And, this is awesome, but, I want to see y'all tomorrow. I want to know.
Mesfin and others in attendance hope that these efforts will lead to lasting change. The University of Missouri College of Education has been told to step up its oversight of charter schools or stop sponsoring them. State education officials say MU does a good job of vetting applications to open new schools but needs clear policies on site visits and school closures. Peter Hershen represents Branson on the State Board of Education.
And the university ought to be in a position of saying, we're going to go hell-bent for leather on helping those schools start to produce really good or better academic results.
In response, MU officials have said they're working on getting that documentation to the state and the six schools they sponsor. Evaluations of charter sponsors are new. The state board did its first two ever yesterday. St. Louis County health officials say they want to start coronavirus testing for anyone who leaves their homes and has frequent contact with others. Executive Sam Page said today this recommendation is from the county's ability to buy more tests. This comes after the state of Missouri reports it has over 15,000 confirmed cases of the virus. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.